Greetings, everybody. It's Michael here, and welcome to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. What a brilliant track that was. That was Porcelain Raft with its song titled Unless You Speak From Your Heart. Welcome to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. Of course, my name is Michael. It's Friday, February the 17th, 2012, and lots of news has really happened over the course of the last 24 hours, and we're going to get into more or less the more important stories that have happened in the world of digital publishing, ebooks, e-readers, and all of that jazz. The Authors Guild is calling Amazon anti-competitive, and that's pretty well the truth. I mean, Amazon locks people into their own ecosystem, sells books and devices more or less at a loss in order to get long-term gains and envelop people into their ecosystem. There's quite a number of people that are more or less up in arms. People are saying everything from publishers should be more careful as to who they allow to sell their product. No law forces them to sell to distributors who have no regard for their product or business. If the big publishing houses just refuse to sell to Amazon, then this would end their dominance, period. The Kindle would be a useless piece of plastic if you could not download any books. You know, and people are saying also a truly competitive open market has no distinguishable player that can call the shots. The book publishing industry has such a player, and Amazon is poised and by all appearances eager to use its muscle to rip up the remaining physical infrastructure of book retailing and the vital book browsing ecosystem it supports. You know, I mean, it's business, really. I mean, Amazon, it really doesn't do anything differently than a lot of other companies do. I mean, they're a little bit more, not malevolent, but they definitely know what they do and they do it well. I mean, all companies are in business to make money and not put their competitors out of business, but, you know, basically to put their competitors out of business. I mean, when you have like a company and you're selling products and services, I mean, it's your best interest to give people all the reasons to come to you. And if you sell things at a bit of a loss in order to get a bunch of people in the door, and then, you know, through selling them many different products, you eventually, over that client's or customer's lifespan, end up making a lot of money. It's a bit of an oxymoron. I mean, publishing companies need Amazon. Amazon needs the publishing companies. There's no shortage of even indie writers that are submitting books to the digital text platform, which Amazon has developed, and also Amazon Create Space, where they'll actually print books for you on demand. So if you actually want to sell physical books, gone are the days where you had to order 500, and if you didn't sell them, you were stuck with a lot of books. CreateSpace allows you to only print the books and send them to people when they actually buy them. So it's features like that, I mean, that make people want to deal with Amazon. Sure, they're a little bit anti-competitive, or a lot anti-competitive, and, you know, sure, if you buy books through them, you can only read them through them. But the same goes with No, that sells textbooks, and we'll get into a little bit of a story about them later, or Chegg, or, you know, if you get textbooks through iBooks, you can only really read them in those specific ecosystems. So I think people are just kind of taking easy pot shots at Amazon because they're such a big company, and it's pretty easy just to rip into them and get some industry attention from it. Speaking of Amazon, they're building 3 large office towers in Seattle. Gone are the days where Amazon was renting space. They're actually getting into actually owning and operating. And this is really their first venture into actual development, where they're buying, you know, large plots of area, and they're going to be building million square foot office towers right in the city. They intend on building 3 1 million square foot office towers. They've done business with a company called Cleese Properties. Cleese has told us that Amazon has bought these three properties, and they own a lot more, and they say if Amazon wants to buy these, that's no problem. It'll be very interesting to see what Amazon does with these properties. I mean, sure, they buy their office towers, but, you know, we kind of talked about a few weeks ago about how Amazon was thinking about opening up a tester store in Seattle. What better place to do it than to have their office headquarters downtown Seattle and have a huge controlled environment on the street level where they could actually sell their e-readers, and then above them is where all the offices and, you know, all the bigwigs could be. So it's pretty easy to check in and make sure that if they're going to open up a retail store, that it is a very controlled environment. And I could definitely see with these properties that they've purchased that they'll actually just do that. On February the 23rd, the applicant has to provide more details, and this is part of the city's development and planning department. They said that all, you know, people that want to actually build buildings actually have to say, okay, this is what we intend on doing. So if they're going to do anything retail, it'll probably come out around February the 23rd. So hopefully that's about it for Amazon right now. Maybe moving towards Barnes & Noble, if you live in the U.S., you can now get a Nook tablet on sale for $199. And this is part of their daily deals on eBay. It's pretty well going for probably the next few hours. So you kind of want to get in on that. You have until midnight on February the 17th. That's just today. So you pretty well just have today. So if you're listening to the show, jump on it. You save $50 by using the coupon checkout CNOOKDEAL. So that's the letter C, Nook Deal, all one word. And you can use that at checkout and you save $50. I definitely dig the Nook tablet. It's the second iteration of their tablet line, starting with the Nook Color. Dual core, 16 gigs of internal memory, has a micro SD to increase said memory for an additional 32 gigs. So this will allow you to like read books, watch movies, put your own content on there. It supports Adobe Flash. You can surf the internet via Wi-Fi. Do emails, download apps from the store, and buy a lot of enhanced ebook content. At the $199 price, it's on par with the Kindle Fire and Kobo Vox, and I think that the Nook tablet edges all those out, mainly because their ecosystem is pretty solid. It actually works outside the U.S. If you use, you know, a fake U.S. address, but that doesn't necessarily work with the Kindle Fire, even though that you may decide to put some fake details in. They still kind of trace your IP and don't really let you get access to all the content, so check that out. I was mentioning No earlier when I was telling you a little bit about Amazon and how people are calling them anti-competitive. No is actually suing one of their publishing partners. It's Cengage Learning, and No is suing them for breach of contract. Here's really the story. Cengage Learning accounts for 25% of all the digital textbooks that No sells. No is a company that pretty well has gone from trying to put out some tablets and moving more into the digital learning environment. So they have all sorts of applications such as journals, shared collaborative tools where students online could edit the same book, read the same book, talk about it. A lot of interactive tools to actually make textbooks a little bit different than, say, just reading a PDF. Really, the reason why Cengage Learning and this whole drama ensued is Cengage is claiming that the ability to augment the textbook and export text violates the initial agreement and gave No 30 days to rectify the matter. No, in compliance, was developing a solution to appease them with a journal-free type of program that they were running, but No, Cengage terminated the license agreement after the 30 days nonetheless, and they're not going to renew. So No is understandably is saying that these guys, you know, they violated our initial agreement. They arbitrarily said, we don't like what you're doing with exporting text. You either fix it or, you know, that's it. And I mean, to program something from scratch, I mean, it takes a little bit of time. I'm sure No was in contact with Cengage, giving them status reports and updates, but it doesn't really look like they respected that. And that doesn't really bode well for Chegg, Cafe Scribe, Course Smart, who also have agreements with Cengage. If a company selling textbooks, especially digital textbooks to these, you know, young startup companies, it doesn't bode well. I mean, at any time someone can say, yeah, we have a 3-year contract, but we don't really like how your new software is, you know, running. You have 30 days to fix it or we're pulling out. And you have a contract, but these companies could just say, nope, sorry. So it'd be really interesting to see how this all plays out, to see if, you know, a big company, a publishing company, could just continue to walk all over, you know, companies that are responsible for a large number of your sales. Then again, a lot of companies don't really care about the digital strategy. They make so much money on tangible books that the digital books don't really account for a whole lot of their revenue. But a company like No, I mean, they're exclusively dependent on digital revenue. There is a new tablet coming out that's strictly geared for kids called a Curio. It's one of those types of tablets that are much akin to the Fisher-Price iXL and the VTech V-Readers in terms of build quality, just heavy plastic, very durable. The screens are very durable. You could drop them and stomp on them and spill things on them, and they will still run. They're going to be releasing three different models, a 7, 8, and 10-inch edition, and they'll range in price from $199 to $239. They'll all pretty well have the same sort of specs, 1 gigahertz single-core ARM Cortex-A8 processor, about 512 MB of RAM. Storage starts out at about 4 gigs. There is expandable memory, though. And the other, you know, it's just basically a little bit bigger screens, but you'll actually see some kind of cool little features. A Wi-Fi, HDMI out, front-facing camera, and a full-sized USB port. It'll actually have full support for the Google Android market. That means there'll be a fair amount of content, such as games or educational apps that you can download. So Angry Birds and all sorts of kids' games will be easily accessible. Since we're talking about new devices, you've had to heard about the new Samsung Galaxy Note. This is the new product that has just launched here in Canada, and it's going to see staggered launch dates in the US. It's been available in the UK and Australia and other countries for quite some time. It's basically a phone that is bigger than a phone, but you would have, like, it's about 5.3 inches. The big selling point is that it comes with a capacitive touchscreen pen, and it's called the Note. So, I mean, it's designed to take notes, to be able to draw, to be able to, you know, even use it as sort of a Wacom tablet where you can do art, you can do precision type work on it. Now, there's a lot of news that a Samsung Galaxy Note 10.1 inch device is in the making. So you can think of a huge tablet that's designed exclusively for pen interaction. A lot of people say that interacting with touchscreen devices with pens is a little bit dated. You know, that type of technology has been around for a long time. But if you come out with like a quad core, you know, device that's 10.1 inches, it might be a really cool artist tool, and it may be good for designers, people that are involved in architecture, and people that need that sort of precision type things. So the rumor is that Samsung will announce this device at the upcoming Mobile World Congress. We did an interview with BookBoon, and that we feel that they're spearheading the development of free original ebooks. The company reached out to us in the last few days, and we did a bit of an interview with them. They're a Danish company. They started in 2005, and they really kind of started with student textbooks. They started with, you know, kind of businessy type things, and they kind of moved more towards travel and stuff from all over various genres. They currently have about 1,000 books available, and 250 are in development to be released in 2012. They're all free, and they make money by putting adverts, by putting recruiting ads inside of these books, and so they get money from advertising clients. But the books are all available for free in PDF format, and you can download them from bookboon.com. They don't have dedicated apps or anything like that. So if you have an e-reader, tablet, PC, Mac, or really any other device, they all have the ability to read PDF files, so you'll be able to actually read them on your device. They've actually had 10 million downloads in the last few years. And in 2011, they saw 500% growth in digital downloads. So they seem to be getting a lot of traffic and a lot of people downloading. I mean, when you offer a totally free product, you know, it's pretty easy to have some success. But it goes to show that free books with advertising in them can succeed. And that's something that I've been promoting for, gosh, about a year now. How this is one of the reasons how you can curb piracy by giving your book away for free and putting adverts in it. And people would be more likely to download the official book for free from an official bookstore like, say, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Kobo or Sony, rather than visit, you know, the murky underworld of BitTorrent sites and file sharing sites and, you know, all those types of black market type internet places where people go to get that sort of content. A lot of it is scanned, a lot of it is poor quality, where if you can get a, you know, you have a Kindle, you download a book from free from Amazon, it has some ads in it, it's pretty easy and stupid proof. So I could see how this methodology of distributing ebooks for free would definitely hamper piracy, especially if the people who you download the book from Amazon could track metrics, how many times it's downloaded, which age demos. They can send you, you know, emails on relevant content as they do. And so they might be giving it away for free, but they may turn that person that's getting it for free into a buyer. You know, you read the first book in a series and, whoa, there's six more novels available. They're not available for free, but hey, they're only 99 cents. I think I'll buy them. Freescale reached it out to us. They're the company responsible for the internal processors for about 75% of all the e-readers on the market. Sony, Kindle, Nook, Amazon, you know, even like other more lesser known devices all use Freescale processors. And they use them for a reason, because they offer long battery life, fast page turns, very quick and robust interfaces. The company has developed an IMX 6 Solo Lite, which is an expansion on the previous generation that you see, say, in the Kindle Touch, in the Nook Simple Touch, and so on. With this one, you can actually get an ARM Cortex A9 processor running at about 1 gigahertz with a 2D graphics processor, 32-bit DDR3 support for RAM, and it'll support both e-ink panels as well as LCD panels. And it has a new simplified power management structure to be integrated across the entire platform. That'll really double or triple the battery life that you find in e-readers. Now, the cool thing is that with the, say, the Nook Simple Touch or the Sony PRS-T1, both of the latest e-readers from those companies, they're actually running Android, where other e-readers such as the Kindle are running a heavily customized version of Linux. This new chipset from Freescale will support Ice Cream Sandwich, which is Android 4.0. It'll support Linux, QNX, Ubuntu, Windows Compact 7, and a ton of others. So really, no matter what you're doing, you'll be able to do this. Freescale has said that we should see mainstream adoption by high-profile companies in April or May of this year. So there are rumors of a new Nook being announced soon. Undoubtedly, we'll see an update to the Kindle line later on in the year. And obviously, Sony, it's been a while since we've seen a new product from them. So I think that they're all waiting on this new chipset in order to be, you know, widely available. I mean, it's available now, but I mean, it takes some time to, you know, put together a device really from scratch, manufacture it, and then do like a big public relations campaign, commercials, and, you know, all that jazz. It takes a while. So I think April and May is conservative. I think more realistically, like June, July is when we'll probably see a lot of new devices coming out using this architecture. And I mean, the price is not really that much more than their previous generation, which is the IMX508 chipset. Well, you know, with Goody Reader, we've been doing the radio show a lot lately. It's pretty well giving you an update on all the stories that have happened over the course of the last 24 hours. In audio form, it's, You know, you could be walking your dog, you could be driving to work, you could be chilling on your lunch break. You may not have a PC near you, but our podcast is available on iTunes. It's available on the BlackBerry podcast system and through our own Goody Reader blog. You can save the show directly to your computer and then transfer it to your MP3 player or whatever device that you use. Walkman, Discman, 8-track, if you have a recorder. If you have one of those old boom boxes with two cassettes, you can actually make copies and give to your friends. I heavily endorse you making copies of our radio show and distributing it to your friends. That's pretty well it, I think. There's some other stories, but nothing too terribly important. You've been now caught up on the latest and greatest e-reader news from the last 24 hours. You've been listening to the Goody Reader Radio Show. My name is Michael, and everybody take care.